Well, welcome back. We're going to review the opponent that's coming up this week, and it's an opponent that everybody that's a West Platte Blue Jay fan ought to be, well, they're very familiar with. The East Buchanan Bulldogs come into this game today 1-1. They did beat a good South Harrison team in the first week, 56-30. And they lost to one of the power teams of the Midland Empire Conference in LeBlanc, losing them 27-20. That sounded like a very good football game. The team is coached by a familiar person in Kevin Bryan. Kevin Bryan, one-time coach here at West Platte, and he's done some great things over there at East Buchanan. We'll talk about him in just a little bit. West Platte comes in at 1-1 as well, after beating Lincoln Prep and falling last week to Wellington Napoleon. This game features two teams at 1-1. East Buchanan, as everybody is, well, I know I've reported on here the last several years, they have a passing attack that's pretty tough to beat. They use a very good timing offense in their passing attack, and they've always featured a lot of weapons. And Coach, I know you got your work cut out for you after a tough week last week, but it would be nice, really, if we could rebound and have a situation where we take on the Bulldogs here at home, and I'm looking at this as a great opportunity here, and I'm sure you got your kids prepared and ready to go.
Yeah, East Buchanan's a good football team. They throw it 77% of the time, which is a lot for a high school football team. So they've got some weapons on the offensive side, and we'll have to be prepared defensively for that, and I think we got a good game plan going in. Defensive side wise, gonna pretty much be what you saw last week from Wellington Napoleon. They'll be in a five front, and they'll be in a four front a little bit, and we need to control the football a little bit better than what we did last week, and that'll keep the potent offense off the football field.
You mentioned 77% of the time. That's absolutely amazing for a high school team. I didn't know it was that high. I figured it was high, but I didn't realize it was that high. And Coach, just in general in an attack like theirs, as you mentioned, very similar to what we see in a spread type offense like Wellington Napoleon. Certainly, it's important, I'm sure, to have your defensive backs ready, your linebackers ready, but you being a defensive lineman yourself, it's going to be very important to get pressure on the quarterback to disturb the timing.
Yeah, most definitely. And the thing about it is, they spread you out from sideline to sideline, so it puts a pressure or precedent on your front four, and those guys are going to have to control the line of scrimmage, a middle backer along with a middle backer. So the rest of our guys, defensive backs, can do their jobs. So it'll be important to get some pressure on the guy, and at the same time, cover those receivers who are very good athletes.
And on the defensive side of the ball, I remember the Blue Jays have been able to do some things in the past, but from what I remember in the past, going over many years, East Buchanan really takes advantage of your mistakes, and I'm sure that's something you've been communicating to your team as well.
Most definitely. We got to control the football and, not having mistakes. By controlling the football, we got to be able to run the football and run some time off the clock and keep their offense off the field. So, we'll have to do a good job of that, and hopefully we can, and hold on to the football. So, if we do that and shorten the game a little bit and keep those guys off the field, it'll be a good football game.
Coach, I know that we've had to deal with some emotion where the West Platte situation because of their situation, certainly with Coach Daneman. Of course, East Buchanan's dealing with a situation where they've got a coach that's had several rounds battling with cancer, and Kevin Bryan. I've known Kevin. Kevin, I actually played against him in high school. He played at Platte County, and I, of course, here at West Platte. And Coach, certainly it's going to be I'm sure an emotional game for them, but I think on your side now, Coach, I think discipline's going to win the day here playing against this very powerful East Buchanan team.
Yeah, my prayer to go out to Coach, from East Buchanan. Hopefully God will take care of him and, that kind of stuff. So, that's a tough deal. My mom died of cancer, so I understand, you know, kind of what he's going through. So, you know, I'm sure they'll be emotional and they'll play hard, and, you know, we'll have to match it.
Certainly will. We're looking forward to an outstanding contest as the West Platte Blue Jays takes on East Buchanan. That'll be at Rudolph Eskridge Stadium, Joe Collison Field. But before we go, Coach, I know one thing I've noticed about your program and what little I know about it since you started. I know that you rely on your assistant coaches, and at the same time, you're developing these guys as potential head coaches down the road. Coach, just might explain to your assistant coaches maybe a little bit about their roles and what you got them doing to help prepare the football team.
Well, Coach Battle, of course, is our defense coordinator, you know, and he handles everything, you know, as far as on the defense side. And he does all the breakdown and everything of the opposing offense. And, you know, he kind of comes in on Monday and tells us, you know, exactly what we're going to do defensively. And then Tanner Lawson, special teams coordinator, he handles all the special teams. I mean, he breaks down everything the special teams on the opposing team does, and you know, he handles all that, you know, as far as what we do on our special teams. And then Coach Geiger handles our offensive and defensive line, and, you know, he watches all the fronts and everything from the opposing offensive line and defensive line. And, you know, him and I kind of set up the offensive game plan and what we're going to do. So, now, those guys are very good at what they do, and, you know, you got to let them coach, you know, and that's basically what I do is, you know, I delegate what those guys do, and, you know, we let them do what they do, and they do an outstanding job. They really do of what they're trying to do work-wise. So, I'm real happy to have them on my staff. You know, of course, Nate had them on their staff, and they did an outstanding job for Nate, and, you know, I'm real happy with what they do. West Platte Blue Jays, I really am. They work hard.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us here once again as we get ready to prepare for East Buchanan and West Platte here from Rudolph Eskridge Stadium, Joe Collison Field. Coach, good luck next this coming Friday. We look forward to watching the Blue Jays play again.
Appreciate it. Thanks for everything you do.